I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The European Union joined the United States this week in sending humanitarian aid to South Sudan. Contributions of more than $145 million will provide food, medical aid, and shelter. World Concern's Joshua Bundy says the help came just in time. South Sudan is on the brink of famine thanks to the fallout of several compounded crises. More than 8 million people need humanitarian aid just to survive, and half of them are kids. Thankfully, hope reigns triumphant in South Sudan.
The church is not only preaching the gospel, but also meeting the needs of the people.
Look for this story at our website to send help through World Concern.
Whatever gift they are able to give, we are able to provide a meal, some clean water. Children are able to get warming tablets, food supplements.
And Sat7 reaches people all across the Middle East and North Africa with the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, your church can sponsor an entire day of Christian satellite television programming for just $670. This applies to the Sat7 Pars channel in Farsi and the Sat7 Kids channel in Arabic. Rex Rogers of Sat7 USA says it can often be hard to measure ministry impact, but not with this program.
We do have independent surveys. We knew we got 25 million people watching on a regular basis, but with something like this, it is math. It is the dollars and cents. This is what it costs. It's concrete. People can understand it. They understand airtime and the connection with the satellites. And it's, of course, very powerful. This is literally what makes and takes the programming into the homes of those viewers.
The church in the MENA region continues to grow as more and more people look for hope. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.